What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. For the next 2 weeks, we'll listen to the complete recordings of the Naptown blues legend, Guitar Pete Franklin. During his historic career, he performed with many blues greats, from Sonnyland Slim to Tampa Red. He was born Edward Lamont Franklin in Indianapolis on January 16th of 1928. Franklin began playing guitar at age 11. He attended school at Crispus Attucks, but dropped out early to pursue his love of music, performing often in Avenue nightclubs. His style was influenced by the early Naptown blues duo Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell. Franklin was also inspired by the electric guitar work of the jazz musician Charlie Christian. But Guitar Pete developed his own unique sound, as you'll hear on his solo debut, issued by RCA Victor in 1949. We'll listen to that record now. This is Guitar Pete Franklin with Casey Brown Blues and Down Behind the Rise.
I thought I met a good fella, but I met a Casey Brown. I thought I met a good fella, when I met a Casey Brown. And he was trying to steal my mama, he was trying to bring me down.
That was Guitar Pete Franklin with Down Behind the Rise. The first known recording of Franklin was a 1947 single with St. Louis Jimmy Oden. The recording was made shortly after Franklin's discharge from the service. He joined the Army in 1945. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Franklin recorded with Oden, Coming Up Fast, followed by One Doggone Reason.
I ain't thinking about the future, I've been thinking of the past. Once I was going down slow, but now I'm coming up fast. Thinking a lot of my friends, and I stayed right in my class. Here is one doggone reason my woman and I don't agree. Here is one doggone reason my woman and I don't agree. Somebody always telling my woman lots of bad lies on me.
In 1949, Guitar Pete Franklin cut a series of tracks with the vocalist and harmonica player, Jazz Gillum. We'll listen to three of those tracks now. A Lie is Dangerous, Take One More, and Look What You Are Today.
Yes, a lie is dangerous, dangerous as a rattlesnake. Yes, a lie is dangerous, dangerous as a rattlesnake. He can tear down a home that a locomotive cannot shake. Take one more chance with me. Because I'm not a bad fellow. Don't intend to be.
That was Jazz Gillum with Look What You Are Today, featuring the Naptown blues legend, Guitar Pete Franklin. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Franklin cut with the blues vocalist Mildred White, Kind-Hearted Woman, and Cutting Out On Me.
I'm a kind-hearted woman, and I know how to treat my man. If he should ever leave me, I'm gonna find him if I can. I've never had a man that I couldn't get to take me back. Well, things have changed, oh baby, they ain't like they used to be. Crazy about him, now he's cutting out on me.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Guitar Pete Franklin after this short break. This is Herman Butch Slaughter, the host of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Thanks to my mother-in-law, Flo Garvin, I was introduced to show business at an early age. Flo was a celebrity in the Avenue music scene.
I'm just Miss, and you're his missus. Me he looks at, but it's you.
She was one of the first black women in Indianapolis to host her own television show. Because you support public radio, we're able to bring you the story of Flo Garvin and other historic Indiana musicians. Thank you for supporting WFYI and Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Please consider making a donation now at wfyi.org/give.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
This is the first episode of our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of Guitar Pete Franklin, a legendary Naptown blues musician. During the early 1950s, Franklin began working with the Chicago blues label J.O.B. Records. Up next, we'll hear three tracks featuring Franklin's session work for the label. We'll listen to Sunnyland Slim with Woman Trouble, followed by a pair of tracks from John Brim, Don't Leave Me and Moonlight Blues.
Well, I'm having women trouble every day, 'cause my baby, she don't treat me right. Every time I try to see her, she's got some young ideas on her mind.
Now you say you're gonna leave me to never come back no more. Well, you're gonna leave me to never come back. Now you know I still love you. Now, honey, please don't go. Babe, the moonlight is shining down through my ammunition blind. Well, it was shining that way tonight, baby. You said you always would be mine.
That was John Brim with Moonlight Blues, featuring the Naptown blues legend, guitar Pete Franklin. That track was recorded for J.O.B. Records in 1952. Up next, we'll hear two more tracks Franklin recorded with J.O.B. This is Ernest Cotton with Uh-Huh, Beautiful, followed by Going Back to Memphis.
To Memphis, down in old Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to Memphis, down in old Tennessee. Because these women in Chicago keeps me in misery. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, lock the door. That little girl come round, tell her I don't live here no more. I'm going back to Memphis, down in old Tennessee.
That was Ernest Cotton with Going Back to Memphis, featuring the Naptown blues legend Pete Franklin on guitar. On this week's show, we've been exploring the early work of guitar Pete Franklin. Tune in next week to hear Franklin's 1960s recordings. We'll end this week's show with an unissued recording from Franklin's 1949 solo session with RCA Victor. This is Guitar Pete Franklin with Mr. Charlie Blues.
Mr. Charlie, just give my baby back to me. Mr. Charlie, please give my baby back to me. I just love to take my baby, like to take her back home with me.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in to the first episode in our two-part series exploring the complete recordings of Guitar Pete Franklin. You can meet me here on the Avenue next week for part two. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
You tell me it's morning, baby. Want to pack my rags and go. Tell me to pack my rags and go. And as I leave ya, baby, don't you bother with me no more.
This is Herman Butch Slaughter, the host of Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Each week, we bring you the sounds and stories of legendary Neptown musicians. One of my favorite episodes was our interview with the dancer and vocalist, Bobby Bannon. Bobby played with some of the top bands on the Avenue, including the Upsetters.
I went in, you know, because I was used to be a heck of a dancer. So, you know, like when they were playing, I got up there and started doing the splits and everything. And they said, wow, hey, you want to go to Indianapolis with us? I said, okay. I still, today, I'm, why did I make that move? But wow. I guess it was supposed to be.
Because you support public radio, we're able to bring you the story of Bobby Bannon and other historic Indiana musicians. Thank you for supporting WFYI and Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Please consider making a donation now at wfyi.org/give.
Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. Nobody knows on uptown, baby, like I do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.